Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so we just watched the Watch What Happens Live special, Teresa and Joe Unlocked, and felt like we needed to record our thoughts.
Yes, I have a lot of feelings.
I mean, so many feelings.
First, I want to say Teresa looked fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Joe made an interesting choice wearing orange.
It wasn't the orange that bothered me. I mean, like, yes, I see the why right after prison. That's not great. It was more so the corduroy of it.
I see.
That,
the
texture. That I didn't care for.
I was also very confused. Is Joe perhaps colorblind? Because he was like, this isn't orange.
It's yeah.
Like, looks pretty orange.
You're colorblind.
It looked orange to me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was more like a brown to him or like a mustard yellow. Maybe it didn't read on camera the same way. I don't know. Either way. But then Andy also mentioned that Teresa, for her special after she was released, also wore an orange jumpsuit.
I mean, my first impression after watching this is just how broken they are as a couple now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely kind of sad to see, but throughout the interview, Teresa kept talking about the new version of herself and how she's really happy with who she is now. And it's not like she really has a choice because he's been gone for almost 4 years to her point. But sometimes, like, positive things do come out of these really dark moments. And I think Teresa and the way she perceives herself and feels about herself is one of those positive things.
True.
I don't know.
I just felt like we were in the middle of like a couple's therapy session.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them think the other cheated while they were away,
mm-hmm.
which I couldn't stop thinking about this. But so Andy said, do you think Joe is faithful to you? And she said, no. And Andy's like, really? Like, he's shocked. And then she gets confused because she's like, wait, you're asking, do I think he was faithful to me? No. Like, she said it in such a way that's like, well, of course I don't think that. But that is brand new information to everyone.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's perhaps not brand new information to her.
Right.
So maybe she forgot of all of the years of denial that she had because it's happened on camera. It's happened so much over the years of people bringing information to her and her denying it. But there has to be stuff that she's just known all of this time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but she also then says that she has been faithful to him despite some of the reports and pictures we've seen and all of that. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Right. Yeah. Both deny it, though.
What do you think it's going to be like when she and the kids go visit him in Italy in like a month?
I mean, of course, I'm glad that we're filming it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's the right choice for their family.
Right.
I just can't imagine it's going to be good.
The way that they don't really have a lot of hope in a reconnection when they see each other is kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like neither one of them want to commit to the idea of we're breaking up, we're divorcing. Because I think they're holding on to maybe there will be some spark when we see each other again and it will change everything. And obviously it's going to be a hugely emotional reunion just thinking about the kids seeing him for the first time. But also for her, you know, they have spent so much time apart. There's no way she's not going to break down and be so happy to see him and just be able to give him a hug or whatever. She said, like, in the prison, she was so afraid to kiss him because people were watching, you know, so they really haven't had time to be a couple. So it'll be interesting to see that reunion on camera.
Yeah. Okay, so I know you mentioned that Teresa has grown so much through all of this. Do you think he has?
The way he behaved in this interview, I don't know.
Right.
I think he obviously sees things differently. He's learned a lot. Has he grown? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there were remnants of the old Joe in there, but obviously he looks a lot different. He's in really good shape now. But
he got his GED.
He got his GED. He's starting a new business, which hopefully, you know,
I don't know. That sounds shady.
It sounds shady, but I hope it goes well for him. But, you know, to Teresa, he's changed a lot. And she says it during the interview. She's like, he's different. I can see that he's different. Like, I feel that he's different. But a lot of the things he was saying and the way he was reacting to things, like, the old Joe's still in there.
Right.
I think. You know what I found to be, I think, one of the saddest things about this whole situation is Teresa's situation with her mom.
Right.
Because, of course, their kids being away from Joe and their mom and all of that for the time that Teresa was away and then all of this time that Joe's been gone is awful. And what the kids have gone through is terrible. But it's not that they can make up that time. But now moving forward, they can go visit him. They can spend time with him. There is opportunity now that he's out for them to spend time together. But Teresa really missed those crucial 11 months that she could have spent with her mom before she died.
Right.
So you can't make that up. Like, that's just done.
Right.
So I felt really bad for Teresa when I remember thinking that last season. And then when she was in this interview talking about it, I was like, damn, that's awful.
Yeah. The Caroline Manzo thing is.
Yo.
Okay. First of all, because we're just on the heels of Megan King Edmonds and Jim Edmonds announcing they're getting divorced.
Right.
And Vicky famously predicted that in 5 years they would be divorced. She and did. Their marriage lasted 5 years, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Andy calling back to this moment where Caroline Manzo perfectly laid out what she thought was going to happen to Teresa. Now, I don't think they included this in the clip, but I thought she also said, like, I think there will be a book deal, but maybe not. Maybe I added that.
I don't know. I mean, she might have implied that too.
But anyway, that she felt like after one of them went to prison, Teresa would announce that she's getting divorced.
I know. Between Caroline Manzo and Vicky Gumbelson, are they psychics?
However, I don't know if it's psychic as much as like common sense a little bit that if someone goes to prison, like, of course that's gonna do something to your marriage.
Yeah. Well, and also obviously, Caroline was not the rat because Joe says he knows who it was that went to the feds and it wasn't Caroline. But I think just given Caroline's background and just what she might have known was going on behind the scenes, she was just able to make that prediction through a series of, you know, events or mm-hmm. just through pieces of information she may have had access to.
Mm.
So I don't think she's psychic.
No.
I think she just put it all together.
Right. I did think it was interesting that Teresa is happy she did the show and Joe's not.
I know. Well, that was also really an uncomfortable conversation when then Joe kind of turned it around on Andy and was like, well, you must be grateful, Andy, for this show because look what it got you. It must be your favorite thing that you've done in your life.
We're the best thing that ever happened to you.
We're the best thing that ever happened to you. And he's like, no, the birth of my son is the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you. But it was just like, ooh, it was awkward.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fault Andy for the fact that you broke the law.
Exactly. And Andy makes that point. He's like, you probably would have gotten caught either way. Maybe the show did bring more attention to you because Joe brings up the fact that, yeah, well, that house was really big and, you know, everyone's kind of got eyes on us now or whatever. But, yo, you were breaking the law. You're right. Probably going to get caught either way.
No, I don't think they would have.
No?
I don't know. That's just like, because I think when you become famous, that's when people, they want to take it from you.
Yeah. Who do you think the rat was?
I think she talked about it in the book. Like, it was a friend, and it was like some deal had gone wrong with Joe, and that was his payback. All right, what is your prediction for this couple?
I think they're going to obviously reunite in Italy in a couple weeks. I think it's going to be very emotional for everybody, but I don't see them working out. Yeah. I think they're going to take a little bit of time and probably get the rest of his case and whatever he's dealing with legally sorted out before they go to the next step, which will be divorce. Like, it's probably just way too much to take on at this point, but Teresa has said multiple times now she's not going to Italy, that she's not going to uproot her kids and take them there. And Joe doesn't even really want that for them. He's yeah. like, no, I, they have a life there. Like, I want them to stay there and continue thriving and whatever. So, I mean, I think it's over.
Yeah. That's definitely the sense I got too.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be really interesting to watch all of this kind of play out over the course of the season, because there's a lot of things that we probably still don't know or haven't seen. And we're going to, you know, see him on FaceTime at least once or twice this season. So to see all of this lead up to the moment that we saw in this interview, I think is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
It's been quite a journey. I wanted to point out too that Joe mentions going into the shoe for lifting a window open to try to get some air or something. I knew what the shoe was thanks to Orange is the New Black.
Right. I know. Same.
I was like, Andy, how do you not know what the shoe is? Come on.
And don't forget, the new season of Real Housewives of New Jersey comes out November 6th at 8, 7 Central.
And guys, we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife. You can ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye.